Itam Ritigya Rishideva Jasavataraya. Lokan Vibhava Yasi Hamsi Jagapratipan. Dharmam Mahapurusha Pashi Yuganu Vrittam. Chana Kalaya Rabhavas Tri Yugo Tasa Twam. Please chant. Ladies, in this way, Nri, like a human being, such as Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, Tiryak, like animals, such as a boar, Rishi, as a great saint, Parshurama, Deva, as a demigod, Jasa, as an aquatic, such as the fish and the tortoise, Avatarai, by such different incarnations, Lokan, all the different planetary systems, Vibhavayasi, you protect. Hamsi, you sometimes kill. Jagat-pratipan. Persons who have simply created trouble in this world. Dharmam. The principles of religion. Mahapurusha. O great personality. Pashi. You protect. Yuga Anuvritam. According to the different millenniums. Chana. Covered. Kalau. In the age of Kali. Yat. Since. Abhava. Have been. And will be in the future. Triyuga. Name Triyuga. Ata. Therefore. Sa. The same personality. Twam. You. Translation. In purports by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this way, this is Prahlad Maharaj speaking to Nrisimhadev. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise. Thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems, in killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Purport. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma, says here maintain. Okay. Should be protect, but anyway. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitava, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserted himself as such. On the contrary, wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God. And therefore he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, in many Vedic literatures, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, Krishna Varna Twisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Prayir Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by his associates such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principle of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedasa, a person with substantial intelligence. Makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it, huh? So today is a happy day. A happy day in our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Chaitanya danced, oh, when he danced, when Gauranga danced, he wiped our sins away. Use your Kali Yuga samskaras any way you can. Anyway, he did wipe our sins away, huh? Akristiha krita chetasam sumaha sam much cha tamam chamha sam. Chamha sam means many, 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 many sins. And muchatana means the annihilator, the terminator, the Arnold Schwarzenegger of many, 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 many sins. So akristihi krita chetasam sumahasam muchatanam chamhasam. The saintly personalities, the broad-minded saintly personalities, they are very, very attracted to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna, because the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna is the annihilator, it is the terminator of many, many sinful reactions. Save for the deaf and dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily and easily available to anyone. Even the lowest among mankind, an American. The Yavana. Akristihi krita chetasam sumahatam muchatanam achandala amuka loka shulava vashascha moksha shriyaha. Save for the deaf and dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to anyone, even the lowest among mankind, the Yavana. Huh? It is the controller of the opulence of liberation, because even by slightly touching the holy name of Lord Krishna with one's tongue, immediate, beneficial, purifying effects are produced. Achandala mukha loka shulabhava shascha moksha shriyaha. No diksham, na cha satkriyam. Rejoice in this fact, na cha satkriyam. It does not depend on your previous pious activities. No diksham na cha satkriyam na cha purusha yam manag ikshate. Manag ikshate means it does not even slightly depend on your previous pious activities, nor does it depend on the processes, the complex process of Vedic initiation, nor does it depend on performing any preliminary regulative activities that must be observed before one begins to chant it. If we had to do that, we would have never come to the Krishna conscious movement. First surround yourself by fire and sit under the noonday sun, and then go into deep, deep water during the winter and stay up to your neck in that cold, cold water. And then you can start chanting the Hare Krishna movement. No, thank you. So it does not even slightly depend on any preliminary regulative principles that must, not even the regulative principle that we follow here in the Krishna conscious movement. Does anybody want to know what my first act of devotion was when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement? How many would like to know what my first act of devotion was? Please raise your hand. Okay, we got a quorum here. You know what my first act of devotion was when I joined the Hare Krishna movement? I went into my apartment and I took out my 200 hits of LSD that I had in my freezer. And I took my all the wine off of my wine rack. I can't even remember the name of it anymore, but anyway, there was a particular wine I particularly liked. And I flushed it down the toilet. That was in 1979, and I have never taken intoxication since then. So, but I have taken an intoxication. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it does not even slightly depend on initiation. It does not depend on any preliminary regulative activities that must be observed before one begins to chant it. It does not depend on any previous pious activities that one must do before one can begin to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. No, the Hare Krishna mantra does not even slightly depend on any of these activities. It is identical with Lord Sri Krishna, and therefore it is completely, totally, absolutely, supremely independent. Parama Koruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. It's very interesting. Supremely Koruna. It's this word Koruna is a very interesting word because there's two types of word for mercy in the Vedic Shastric, in the Sanskrit language. Maybe it's just the Bengali language. I'm not so good at languages, but there's Karuna and there's Kripa. You know what the word Kripa means? Mercy. You know what the word Karuna means? Mercy. So what's the difference between the two words? Does anybody know? Between Karuna and Kripa? Well, Kripa is mercy that you elicit. It's mercy that you work for. It's mercy that maybe perhaps you deserve. Will you all please give me your mercy? Please. Maybe we can say after practicing Hare Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna movement, maybe we deserve a little mercy. My Lord, I've been chanting your name for so long. I deserve, please give me a little mercy. We can say, perhaps. But Karuna means mercy that's unsolicited and undeserved. It just falls on you like a meteorite from heaven and knocks you on the head. The quality of mercy is never strained. It falls like a gentle rain from heaven, says the great poet. So Karuna is undeserved mercy, undeserved benefit. And so when we say Parama Karuna, we're not kidding around. Pahu Dvijana Nittai Gora Chanda Savatava Sava Avatar. He is the shadow, help me here. Sava Avatar Shadow Sinama Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala, because he's giving a path that's simply Ananda Kanda. It's simply easy and it's blissful. He's giving a very, very simple path. What is the path? The intense austerity that Lord Chaitanya is asking us to perform? take prasadam. And when you can't take any more prasadam, you get up and you chant and dance. So therefore, this verse, it's a happy day. Because now we finally arrived at a verse that at least obliquely, or at least covertly, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mentions our beloved Supreme Lord. Our own beloved Supreme Lord. Evam vrataha swapriya nama kirtya jita nurodal juta chitta uchaiha hasat yato rodati rauti gayanti unmaravanichiti lokabayaha. Evam vrataha swapriya nama kirtya swapriya nama kirtya. One should accept the transcendental vow of chanting the name of one's own beloved Supreme Lord. Not somebody else's beloved Supreme Lord, but one's own beloved Supreme Lord. Now this is a very, very interesting verse, because this is a verse spoken by Ishvara Puri to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishvara Puri had initiated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and very quickly he was chanting it and he was experiencing ecstatic symptoms, and he was crying and he was going through all kinds of psychological changes, and he's going, what the heck is going on? And so he went to his spiritual master to check his progress in spiritual life. What is this? What's happening to me? I'm chanting this name and I'm crying and I'm going through emotional upheavals in my heart. What's going on? And then his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, he said, oh, very, very good. And then Ishvara Puri, he only taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only two verses. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew millions of verses from the from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was, after all, Nimai Pandit. But still, his spiritual master chose to only highlight or point out or teach him two verses. The first verse we all know, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kolo Nashteva, 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 Gatir Anya Cha. Chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. In this age of Kali Yuga, this degraded age, this very fallen age, there is no other means for deliverance, for salvation, for liberation, for spiritual understanding. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatara Nama Hoita Hoya Sarva Jagat Nishtara Nama Vinu Kali Kare Nahi Ara Dharma. Nahi means no, and Ara is a very interesting word. It means nor is there any alternative. Nahi Ara Dharma. In this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other religious principle except for this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And guess what? Nor is there any alternative religious principle to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the essence of all mantras, hymns, slokas, and it is the final purport of all the revealed scriptures. So he's Parama Karuna, he's supremely merciful. And what is this mercy? This mercy is Karuna, and it's undeserved by all of us. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he's on a mission. He's on a mission from God. specifically the guna avatara of God, Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma gave Prahlad Maharaj a mission that all the great demigods failed at. They could not perform this mission. What was the mission that was given to Prahlad Maharaj? Pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. He's very, very angry. And we're really, really frightened. So frightening was the visage and the form of Lord Nrisimhadev as he sat on that throne with his nails dripping in blood, as his mane flecked with the blood of Hiranyakashipu, as the intestines of Hiranyakashipu was wrapped around his body, as his form was producing an effulgence that was almost blinding anyone, and you looked at him and you had to go, oh, and there right beside him was sitting the viscerated body of Hiranyakashipu, the terror of the universe, who nobody could kill. And after Lord Nrisimhadev killed him, he just threw him aside like a rag doll. And believe me, everybody was afraid. So fearsome was his form that Lakshmiji, who has never failed in pacifying the Lord, would not even approach him. And everybody was shaken. So Prahlad Maharaj had a mission, and he was on a mission from God. He had to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. And so why does this verse appear in Prahlad Lila? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is brought up in the middle of Prahlad Lila? Why? Why here? Why not earlier? We got the list of scheduled incarnations. Third chapter, we got a list of incarnations. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not mentioned in the list of incarnations because I'm running out of time. I won't prove it to you, but believe me, he's not mentioned in the list of incarnations in the third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's another list of incarnations. It's called scheduled incarnations. You would think that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be mentioned in the list of scheduled incarnations. After all, he appears on schedule. Because we're hearing he's a Yuga avatar, and the Yuga avatars, they appear on schedule. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not listed in the scheduled incarnations. Why not? He appears on schedule right at the beginning of Kali Yuga. And why here? Because Prahlad Maharaj is on a mission from God, and the mission of God is what? Is pacification of the anger of Lord Nrisimhadev. And so therefore, he's reminding Lord Nrisimhadev of his other incarnations. And specifically, he's now reminding Lord Nrisimhadev, you don't always appear in this fearsome, terrible form. You also appear as Paramakaruna Pahudrijana Nitai Gora Chandra. And what does God do when he appears? We all know God does three things when he appears. Parichanaya Sadunam, Vinashaya cha duskritam. Vinashaya cha duskritam means he kills people. He obliterates people, matter of fact. Cuts off their heads. Nrisimhadev comes out of the pillar. What is the first thing that Lord Nisringadev does? He kills somebody. Lord Krishna, he's carried over to Gokul. Oh, very nice little baby. Sweet little baby. Whoop, 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 whoop. Sweet little baby. He's put on the bed of Mother Yashoda. He takes Durga Devi, carries Durga Devi over back to the prison house. And there's this cute little baby. He doesn't even get out of his babyhood. And what does he do? He kills. He's an infant. He's a little gaga guy. Gaga, gaga. A little pacifier in his mouth. Little rattle in his thing. And there's this terrible demon that comes, and her name is Putana. And she's doing some. We all know the story. And what does he do? He kills her. Who does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kill? Because he's an incarnation of God. Where is the Vinashaya Chaduskritam? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that when an incarnation of God, he performs three activities. He performs paritranai sanadunam, loving exchanges with his devotee. He performs vinashaya chaduskritam, and he performs dharma samstapanataya. So therefore, in this verse, we have a very interesting word. We have pratipada. It's very interesting the way that Prabhupada translates it, because he says hamsi, and there's no confusion about the word hamsi, because hamsi means killing. Okay? It's not a vague word. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. And then he says pratipan and jagat pratipan. And in the word jagat pratipan means persons who have simply created trouble in this world. So when God appears, he kills. And by the way, don't be shocked by that, because God kills everybody. He's ordained a world of death. And he has the right to kill everybody. It's not murder when he does it, because we belong to him. And he can do with us as he pleases. And when he kills, there's no real killing, because we're all eternal souls. And when he kills, there's all benefit for those people that he does kill in his personal form. So the thing is, it's interesting, because when Prabhupada or the translators translate this particular word, hamsi jagat pratipan, they translate it as you kill the demoniac principles. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not kill the miscreants. And why does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not kill the miscreants in the age of Kali Yuga? Well, for that, you have to go to the pastime of Jagai and Marai. And we all know that pastime. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to kill, he invokes his Sudarshan Chakra, and you know the picture, you see the picture with Lord Chaitanya, he's it's a beautiful painting. He's over the body of, he's over Madai, and Madai is going like this, you know, because he's never seen anyone as angry as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And right above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Sudarshan Chakra, and he's ready to kill. He's ready to kill. He's ready to do it. Vinashaya Chaduskritam. He's ready to kill. Because this is the duty of an incarnation of the Lord. And what happens? Nityananda falls at his feet. And it's a very interesting thing that Lord Nityananda says. He says, my Lord, in this particular incarnation, there's no Vinashaya cha duskritam. There's no this kind of mercy given to the souls. You don't kill in this particular incarnation. In this incarnation, if you kill Jagai or Madai, if you kill Madai, then you're going to have to kill them all. And don't worry, that time is coming. And it's called Kalki Avatar. And he appears at the very, very, very end of Kali Yuga. We don't have to worry about it in this particular lifetime. It's still 427,000 years away. But when the Kalki Avatar appears, there's no Dharma Samstapanataya. There's no Vinashaya Chaduskritam. I mean, there's no Parijanaya Sadunam. The only thing there is Vinashaya Chaduskritam. He just comes and kills everyone. And there's just a few people left. And that's Parijanaya, the few devotees left. But Lord, so therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is on a mission of God, and he has to pacify Lord Nrsingadev. And therefore, he reminds him of his most munificent, most merciful incarnation, the incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who didn't kill the demons, but killed the demoniac mentality with inside the demons. So time has not run out yet. But time will run out in 10,000 years. So we got 10,000 years to protect ourselves, perfect ourselves. And perfect ourselves how? By following the Sankirtan movement of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After that, the window of opportunity is closed. And discussions of the Vedas will not be heard even in dreams. There will be no devotion to God whatsoever. The Yamuna River will be disappeared. The Ganga River disappeared. And Govardhan Hill will be sunk into the ground. So let's get busy. Let's finish up our business before the opportune time disappears for us to finish up our business. And by all means, none of us go up to the heavenly planets. Please don't shoot for the heavenly planets, because there's a very big thing that could happen if you go to the heavenly planets right now, my dear devotees. You can go up there, you can enjoy in the heavenly atmosphere because of your partial Krishna consciousness in this life. You did a little Krishna consciousness, you did some partial Krishna consciousness. You did not get really busy and serious with it in this life. Congratulations, you're dead now and you're going to go to the heavenly planets because you did a little bit of chanting Hare Krishna. You served the Hare Krishna movement a little bit. You made a few donations here and out there, but you never got really busy with the real business of the Hare Krishna movement, which is complete self-transformation. But you did something, so we're going to bring you up to the heavenly planets. Well, guess what? You'll be there for over 10,000 years. And the next time you're going to come down to the earthly sphere, where the opportunity to go back to Godhead is going to be given to you again, because you have a human form of life. You're going to come into an atmosphere where there's no discussion of the Vedas, even in dreams. There's no devotion to Krishna. The four varnas are completely destroyed. There is going to be no
no Yamuna River to bathe in, there's going to be no Ganga River to bathe in, and there's going to be no Giri Govardhan to go around, and there won't be any holy places to go to. So guess what? If you understand these facts, then you'll take this human form of life that you happen to be sitting in right now, you'll take this information from the Vedas, you'll look at the opportunity that's given us right now, you'll look at your watch, and you'll start calculating what's going to happen to me if I just halfway do Krishna consciousness. And I die and I go up to the heavenly planets. Disaster. So that leaves us with only one choice. If we have a brain, get busy now and get the hell out. Because this is our opportunity. If you read the Vedas carefully and you realize how rare the human form is, if you realize how rare it is, I don't even want to get into what Lord Chaitanya has given in the ultimate conclusion of things. He's not just given us entrance into the Vaikuntha planets, which, by the way, the other incarnation, the Gauranga Narayan gives when he comes during the other Kali Yugas. He's given us entrance into the highest abode, into the most intimate rasa. He's given us the full load, the hot tamale, what's it called? I don't know, the big kahuna. And we can't drop the ball. So if you have a brain, if you are intelligent, if you read the Vedas, if you understand what's been dropped in our lap, the karuna, the undeserved mercy that has been dropped in our lap, then you'll get very, very Krishna with very, very business, busy with Krishna consciousness. You'll take this human form of life that you have right now in this particular Kali Yuga, in this age of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will go home, and you will go home back to Godhead. I wish that benediction upon you all. Okay. All right, so Hare Krishna. We got 3 minutes for questions. Anyone want to say anything, make a correction, make a criticism? Okay. Hare Krishna. Oh, okay, go ahead. The demoniac mentality that Lord Chaitanya is killing? Well, atheism, first of all. Second of all, the demoniac killing mentality that he's killing is the mentality that is, as long as I can do whatever I want, because there is no God, there is no rules, there is no regulations, there's no higher power than me and my will and what I can get away with, like that. Atheism, and he's creating faith in the Vedic literatures, he's creating faith in the Bhakti Shastras, he's creating faith in the existence of God, he's creating faith in the transmigration of the soul. Lack of this kind of idea, this kind of consciousness, these are all demoniac. Oh, you only live one life and then it's over, man. Grab for all the gusto you can, enjoy while you can, okay? Because this is it. You don't have another life. This is your only chance. You should just go ahead and enjoy your senses to the highest degree, because when you're dead, you're dead. That's a demoniac mentality. And by the way, the whole reason why this world exists is just so that I can my DNA into the womb of a woman, and a woman and a man's DNA can mix, and by that mixture of DNA, then a human being comes out, and then it becomes just survival of the fittest after that. And whichever human being is strongest and savvy and good enough to get ahead and transfer his DNA into another woman's and mix it with another woman's DNA, that is the only meaning of life. And there's nothing beyond that. So get busy with sex life and transfer your DNA and mix it with a woman's DNA, and then that's the only reason for your existence. Okay? And this is called demoniac principles. So he destroys those kinds of ideas. Okay, thank you very much for your patience. I hope I didn't insult anybody or offend anybody. If I did, please forgive me. Hare Krishna.